and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstilling.com.
Bonnie Willis will not be disqualified from prosecuting the Trump election interference case, but she or the special prosecutor she hired would have to step down from the case. This after the romantic relationship between Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade had surfaced, leading for the defense to try to get them removed from the case, claiming it is a conflict of interest. Meanwhile, there is still another Trump issue. The March 25th trial date for the criminal trial in New York could be pushed back. The former president is charged with falsifying records over 2016 hush money payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. The DA wants a 30-day delay. Trump lawyers asking for a three-month setback. There's a lot of tornado damage in three states.
The sirens went off here in Russell's Point, and about 5 minutes later, it sounded like a freight train coming through our front room.
That's in the Indian.
We were hunkered down under a blanket on the floor.
That's in the Indian Lake area of Ohio, northwest of Columbus. At least three people confirmed dead there in what's called a mass casualty event. Tornadoes also twisted areas apart in Indiana, where a lot of injuries are reported around Winchester. In Kentucky, this man's in Milton.
You know, you're shattering windows, you're damaging cars. I mean, the damage is just incredible.
Hamas has a new ceasefire proposal for Gaza that Israel's war cabinet is considering under pressure from the U.S. to stop the fighting.
Hamas is proposing a trade. It would be women, children, elderly, and sick Israeli hostages held in Gaza for more than 700 Palestinians in Israeli jails, 100 of them doing hard time, life sentences.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Russia has inflicted more death and destruction upon Ukraine. A missile strike in Odessa kills at least 14 people. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/first year 15 for promotional details.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Again, our top Fox News story, a judge in Georgia has ruled that the district attorney, Fannie Willis, will not be disqualified from the Trump election interference case, but she or the special prosecutor she had hired have to step down from the case over a romantic relationship those two had. Meanwhile, as House Republicans continue to investigate President Biden in an impeachment inquiry, Democrats say that should end.
A letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson from the White House counsel, Edward Siskel, says, quote, "It is obviously time to move on, Mr. Speaker. This impeachment is over." The letter, citing more than 20 witnesses who've testified they know of no wrongdoing by President Biden. House Republicans are trying to learn if President Biden ever benefited from his family's overseas business deals and if those deals impacted his decision-making while in office. Speaker Johnson saying this week the impeachment inquiry will continue.
There are still bits of information that have been requested that have not yet been turned over, and our committees will continue to do that work.
Though the speaker says he personally has not had the time to look at all the evidence found by those leading the investigation. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A school shooter's father is facing the same fate as the boy's mother. Like Jennifer Crumbly last month, James Crumbly found guilty last night in Michigan, convicted of involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to prevent the shooting spree. James had also bought the gun Ethan used to kill four classmates at Oxford High School in 2021, including Tate Meir, whose father, Buck, says,
This is a deep issue, and it's not going to be an easy one to solve. And it's more than the gun. Our kids are not doing well these days. We're in a mental health crisis.
Ethan Crumbly is now in prison for life after pleading guilty to murder. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell later this hour, stock futures are now mixed. Up for the Dow, down a little for the NASDAQ. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. There was a heavy police presence confirmed at a Tuscola neighborhood Wednesday night. Police were spotted at South Park and West Van Allen Streets. Tuscola police and state police are looking into what led up to the death of a man that happened near Van Allen and Washington Street at about 2:30. The Champaign County Circuit Clerk holding Amnesty Week next month, where people can save money and pay fines they owe. Anyone who owes money from a criminal, traffic, DUI, ordinance, or conservation violation with the county can avoid paying any late fees and collection fees between April 15 and the 26th. Hundreds of members of the Future Farmers of America headed to the Capitol for Illinois Agricultural Legislative Day. Students met with Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton and State Ag Director Jerry Costello II to discuss their legislative priorities. Bills that are priorities for the students include a proposal to raise the Illinois estate tax threshold. That's what's happening. Have a great weekend. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Moore.
All right, thank you, Jim. It is the 15th of March. This is Friday morning. I am Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey member FDIC. Our meteorologist is Greg Solge, and we've got turbulence that went toward Indianapolis to into Ohio. Lots of horrible tornado stuff that happened. But was that the stuff that pushed through Mattoon, Charleston night before or two nights before? Whenever that, there was hail down there, pretty big golf ball at least. But what a horrible storms in Ohio, Gregory. Well, I heard him. Didn't hear the...
The breathing.
Yeah.
While he was waiting.
Okay. There's been a little bit on that side. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay. So anyway, so we had, I think, 6 dead in Ohio.
Wow.
And it's we got colder weather. In fact, kind of heartbreaking to see the grass turning green and little flowers coming up, and going to be 26 on Monday morning.
I know.
So we got that going on for us. But Greg says it's going to be kind of a colder time.
Windy conditions today. We're at 43 now, up to around 59. But actually, temperatures will be dropping as the day. Well, it looks like we're up to 55 by 6 o'clock tonight, that sort of thing.
But it's not 70.
Right.
It's been 70.
I know.
Really almost warm.
Well, and then, the low tonight is 40, up to 66, down to 37 tomorrow. 47 for St. Patrick's Day Sunday, down to 29. But sunshine expected. I mean, to me, the sun makes all the difference in the world.
Well, Monday's high 38, 50, 57, 55, 50, 60. So it gets better, but Monday, the high Monday's 38.
Right. So and then down to 25.
Yeah. So you got that going for you. But anyway, it's been nice. And again, a pretty darn amazing season. If you want to go back and track it, we've had great weather.
Yeah.
I mean, we have had really, really good weather. All right. So the news that you just heard, that it looks like Fani Willis, the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, will not be taken off the case. I'm trying to sort this out, but she or Special Prosecutor Wade have to remove themselves if they want to continue. I'm not exactly sure yet. I have to sort this out and figure out what exactly they ruled. It doesn't make sense. But then again, it's a human thing. I think the judge is up for re-election in Fulton County, and Fani's pretty powerful. Could there be anything in play there? It was just a soap opera. I mean, all the stuff that was that was coming out in that thing. Georgia judge ruled Friday today that Fulton County District Attorney Fani, looks like Fanny, but she pronounced it Fani, should not be disqualified from prosecuting the racketeering case against former President Donald Trump under one major condition. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee found the appearance of impropriety. Yeah. Brought by Willis's romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, who she hired when he had no experience doing that kind of law,
right,
should result in either Willis and her office leaving the case or just, okay, so they fire Wade. Fani will let him go and throw him under the bus so fast because it is all about Fani.
And didn't they take trips and things like that together?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Fani, sorry. Mr. Wade, you're gone. You're specking history. It's over. It's all about Fani. They're not okay. I don't need any more of the story.
Okay.
So either you or I go.
I'm just hearing from Greg saying I can't connect. So
yeah. Okay. Anyway, so Fani will stay. Nathan Wade is gone.
With an improper personal relationship being tapped here, so.
Yep, and again, it this whole thing about district attorneys running with a campaign promise to prosecute the bad man. That's not how it's supposed to work. Didn't Lady Justice with the scales blindfolded? That's kind of what we're not supposed to go. We don't want to go after the top competitor. You don't want to start that. You won't like it if it's your guy. It is just not the right way to do it. You do it based on the law and the facts. I mean, the thing about he overvalued the bank thing that he lost. He overvalued his properties. And the judge said Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. I don't think so. It's more like $100 million. But you really scammed the banks. You did? You paid every dime back. The banks never lost money. The banks said they love working with you. They want to loan you more money. So who got hurt in that whole fraud thing? Trump. But nobody lost any money. It was like, oh, you overvalued. You were. Who said? The banks go through their meticulous appraisals and making sure you have the money to... And they all got paid back. It's just stunning, some of the stuff. And the good news is people see this. They said, well, they're just trying to get rid of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what you think of Trump, it's not what we're supposed to do in America. You're supposed to be absolutely innocent until proven guilty. And you don't have district attorneys that get in office with a campaign promise of getting Trump. That's what Letitia, what her name in New York is doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did. It is crazy. All right. Illinois basketball. We got a ball game at 5:30. We play Ohio State. Now, you can approach it several ways. One is we play Ohio State. We beat them handily over there. They got a new coach. He's an interim coach, obviously trying to get the coaching job. He's done very well. They beat Purdue. They've won 6 of their last 7. They beat Iowa last night. The 10 beat the 7. It's no surprise. They're very athletic, and they're playing free-willing, woohoo, let's go. We might do a Cinderella story kind of feel. We have to go in and assert our way and say, we're Illinois. We're bigger and better and faster and older than you. So good job, but we're going to beat you. Can't go in afraid. Can't go in hesitant. You got to play aggressive. Give the ball to Terrence. These guys like to run. Terrence, you take it by. See you later. He's going to the basket. Terrence is the fastest guy to the basket I've maybe ever seen in college. Maybe, I would assume, at least here, I would assume it was close to that speed. But Terrence, every bit of that, and Terrence going to the basket is remarkable. So let's go beat Ohio State. Then we get the winner of Nebraska-Indiana, which would be tomorrow in the semis. And if we were to advance, we'd probably play Purdue, because I don't think anybody thinks Purdue's going to get beat. But, yeah, you never know. I don't think so. Pretty powerful stuff having a 7'5" big man.
So we have been getting some texts in about a lot of this voting and some of the material that Johnny and Ed were combing over. Should I hit some of that?
Sure.
Well, starting off with Patrick, thank you so much for saying happy to hear you and Diane back on the radio. My morning wasn't the same when you were off the air, so appreciate that. I have never understood why people want everyone else to get out and vote. We have too many ignorant, apathetic people in our world who don't know and don't care about politics. Why would I want them canceling my vote because they saw a sign in a yard and liked the colors?
I think you also prefaced that with get informed.
Yes, I did.
You want to learn about what you got. And sometimes, if particularly in a county, it's difficult to know. Go to their social page.
Yes.
They're going to put stuff on there that's stupid on their Facebook or whatever, because that's what people do.
Uh-huh.
I think they think they're invisible when you go to social media and find out everything you want to know about them, because they just, I don't know what it is. They think they're in a closet.
Well, and I'm suggesting the layers of where did the money trail come from? Who's backing this candidate? And finding out more about that and really be an informed voter. Well, but you're right, John. Some people just get in there and fill in the dot .
Well, you'd like, what you're saying is you'd like them to be an informed voter.
Yes.
I mean, back in the early days, only landowners could vote. If you didn't own land, you couldn't vote.
I see.
They didn't let women vote till what, 1921?
Here's Brian saying, vote. There are no Republican candidates on the Republican primary ballot. What's Champaign County Republican Party doing?
We might get a little update on that
Yes, we might. Inside the next 15 minutes or so.
No,
so,
we don't want that one.
Thank you so much for chiming in, though. 359-2255.
All right, 8:15, Illinois is a 4.5-point favorite against Ohio State tonight. 5:30 is when we tip it off in Minneapolis for the Big Ten tournament.
That was after Ohio State beat Iowa 90-78 yesterday. That's the one the Illini fans were watching. And then whoever wins that game will get the winner of the Indiana-Nebraska game at 8 o'clock tonight. So you might want to keep watching in this round three of the Big Ten tournament that's happening in the Target Center in Minneapolis.
Don't know if I'm the same way as others, but if Illinois were to lose tonight,
I'm done.
I'm done till 5 p.m. Sunday.
That's right.
I could give a...
And then Selection Sunday, St. Patty's Day, let's
go. Yeah, and then we'll be pretty hyped for the March Madness and the NCAA and all the fun stuff. But when we lose, it's like, let's go baseball. I don't care about your stupid game. It's just I'm salty. I'm not a great sport.
Right.
It's
fun to go back and forth with fans. At Pia 1609 West Springfield Avenue, and they've got a pot of gold with a $500 chance to win, and a gold coin being handed out at 5 o'clock on Sunday, too. So might want to take in some Selection Sunday there. We had Michigan State beating Minnesota yesterday, 77-67. Wisconsin over Maryland, 87-56. And Indiana beat Penn State, 61-59. So Michigan State and a number 3 Purdue at 11 a.m. You said the Spartans are... Wait, Purdue's 7.5.
7.5-point favorites, yeah. And that's... I think Michigan State will fight them. I don't know if you can beat Purdue. They're just really good, so we'll see.
The 1:30 game has the Badgers as 3-point favorites. Wisconsin and Northwestern will be playing. When it comes to our Illini, we've got Illinois baseball and a series starting up at 6 tonight against Southern Indiana. Our softball team takes on South Dakota. Speaking of South Dakota, South Dakota State's Reagan Riley joins the volleyball team roster with 4 other newcomers. Gymnasts will be at Huff Hall taking on number 7 Ohio State. Senior Day on Saturday at 2. We have the Illinois women's gymnasts, including Maya Takakawa, who's a bioengineering 4.0 student who had a 9.9 on the beam. Illinois and quad action down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Bears get wide receiver Keenan Allen. 4 picks remaining in the draft. A Bears incumbent quarterback Justin Fields set to enter the 4th season in his NFL with Chicago, so we'll see how that pans out. LA Kings and Chicago Blackhawks tonight. Clippers over the Bulls last night in NBA action. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey. Yeah,
Keenan Allen, good receiver. 4th round pick is all the Bears had to give up to get him. Not bad. Taxes can be taxing. Rethink tax time with Busey. Their associates are there to help with expert advice, innovative products and services. Tax day is, well, it's coming. Deadline to file is Tuesday, April 16th.
Yes.
Why are we getting an extra
day? It's some kind of...
Don't get it.
I don't either.
Whatever. Avoid costly...
Right.
Election day is now election season.
I know.
Tax day is now whenever. Avoid costly penalties. Keep money in your pocket. Contribute to your retirement accounts by April 16. Organize your records. Filing electronically. You know that typical taxpayer does get money back? $3,000. Make the most of your refund. Maybe pay down some bad debt. That would be 30% credit cards. Building savings, retirement, investment accounts, or establishing or restoring an emergency fund. Tax laws are complex. They change frequently. The experts at Busey suggest you consult your tax advisor before making investment and tax decisions. Go to Busey.com, stop by one of their many convenient locations today, get started today on your maximum refund. Investment product services not FDIC insured, may lose value. No bank guarantee.
Here's a welcome back. You make our day, Christ followers and truth presenters. Thanks for serving our community.
Thank you for saying that.
That's right.
Nice. We had transmitter issues and put a new transmitter in.
Mm-hmm.
Thankful for that.
That's right.
We'll be right back. Jeff Wilson, one of the last Republicans known on the county board. Stand by.
Okay.
That'll be next.
Welcome, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Benton this Saturday. Hopefully made it through A-OK and the barrage of showers and thunderstorms. And boy, that was a good soaking rain that came through the area. Plenty of severe weather reports to the east and south of us. Some huge hail around St. Louis. A little small hail around here from the storms of yesterday and this morning. They are beating up pretty good on areas from Mississippi and Alabama into Georgia and the southern mid-Atlantic region. Turning partly sunny, cooler for the day-to-day. Note, not colder. Lows or highs, that is, up to around 55. So lower temperatures, but they're still running about 7 or 8. rate above average with a north wind. Tonight, fair colder, low down to 36. Tomorrow, rather windy, milder, partly cloudy. And afternoon temps tomorrow topping the 60-degree mark up to 63 on a 40-mile-an-hour southwest wind. Flurry chance tomorrow night, low down to 35. Breezy, much cooler for the day on Sunday. Maybe a flurry early and a sprinkle late. And a high temperature of 46. Upper 30s, that's it for the day on Monday. 40s on Tuesday, 50s on Wednesday. Maybe a little milder, more rain late next week as well. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgay.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Producer Price Index, which measures inflation at the wholesale level before things reach consumers, came in hotter than expected. It rose 0.6% in February. Economists were expecting to see a 0.3% rise, matching the pace of growth for January. Core PPI, which leaves out food and energy, accelerated by 0.3% compared to the estimated 0.2% increase. The latest numbers on retail sales were slightly lower than forecast, but it did show that shopping picked up again in February after a decline at the start of the year. Retail sales rose by 0.6% last month after falling a revised 1.1% in January, dragged down in part by rough weather, according to the Commerce Department's report. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Interesting people are talking to Will Kane.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne. I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call
now
you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now. You can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Kane show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Relax, call back 217-359-7293.
Every month we honor law enforcement because they deserve it. A 7-year guy, 8 years in Florida, 15 total. He's now with the Champaign Police Department, presently serves as a sergeant in the patrol division, Sergeant Austin Massey. Why did you get into this business?
Ever since I was really young, I was raised to respect law enforcement and appreciate that they are in their position to help us and be ready to assist at your worst time. Growing up, seeing the law enforcement in the community out there helping, just really something I wanted to do and be there to help people on their worst day, help make their lives a little better.
How do you approach each day?
You never know what you're going to get. Coming into work, you never know. It could be a nice, calm day, nothing going on. I can just take care of paperwork and get everyone squared away. But then the wheels can fall off and we can go call to call to call. It's almost instinct.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
Firestone Tires can make all the difference on the road. Drive with confidence. Plus, take advantage of the road-ready financing options. Get the tires and services you need now and pay over time. Your vehicle will thank you for the upgrade. Since 1917, Clay Dooley Tire and Auto has been committed to helping you drive with confidence. Just off Neal Street, call 217-352-4286.
Clay Dooley Tire and Auto. Proven, trusted, your friends and
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book, right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com.
If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Jeff Wilson on the county board. He's a Republican. Having been at the Lincoln Day dinner.
Oh, that was a wonderful dinner.
That really was fun. Oh, you know what?
And the speaker? Who was the speaker?
That would be my daughter.
Your daughter. Hey. She is so wonderful.
Thank you.
You know, some of the things she said really impacted me.
Really?
I mean, seriously.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's just her perspective, and things don't go right, they don't go your way, but you know what? There's a purpose to this,
yeah.
And
yeah,
then you're going to learn from it, and you're going to be better for it. I mean,
absolutely.
And then her just, well, her honoring God and everything she did, I thought was, to me, it just was real heartfelt. It impacted me.
I'm okay finding peace in unexpected places. Yeah.
It's okay finding.
It's okay.
But April 7 will be at Yo-Yo's. She has a book launch.
Ah.
She'll be there signing books, and that'll
Muhammad.
Be
at Yo-Yo's. That's kind of like down the street from me.
Oh, yeah, well, come on out.
I should come Sunday down
afternoon.
There.
Yeah. Come on, man.
April 7th.
April 7th is Sunday afternoon. We'll be there for a few hours.
All right, Jeff Wilson, when it comes to the elections, where are we at on our polling places? Because we're in the season now for early voting, right?
Oh, we're in the season. What a wonderful season it is. So we are in the lead up to the general election, which is on the 19th,
Tuesday
the 19th is the election day, and there's 12 polling locations open for early election. One is Brooklyn.
Still today's the last day.
Yeah, today early election is still this week through Sunday and Monday. Brookings was open, you know, like 2 years early, and then 40 days early, and then a different 11 more open up on Monday. So you can vote early, and I recommend you really vote early.
So I can go to Meadowbrook, and Champaign's usually where I go, Meadowbrook Church.
You go to Meadowbrook Church.
Okay, I'll do that today and get that done.
If you live in Muhammad, yeah. I go
it takes
to
like
30, Lake of the Woods.
30 seconds. I mean, it's not very much to vote.
Oh, well, it might be 45 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, well, but
it doesn't take long. It's not going to take long.
It's very nice. They're very helpful, and just go in there and get her done.
But because there's 15 places not going to be open, is that on Tuesday?
That is election day. So fortunately, the early polling places were not shut down, but there are 66 slated polling locations on election day. Of those 66, 15 were closed, of which one is right here in town. Right?
Philo didn't have no. What is it? No volunteers?
Yeah. So there's some challenges, right? And the biggest challenge is really not having election judges, because you can't. Can't vote if there's not an election judge.
Somebody's got to check in.
Someone's got to, you know, validate your voter and help you with and give you the ballot and then feed the ballot, all that stuff. And the election judge is basically in charge of the election at that polling location. And you need two. You need at least two. You need a Democrat and a Republican. And in our challenge here in our county, just frankly, our challenge in our county is we just don't have enough volunteer a Republican election.
It's like
judges.
2,000 to 200. What happened to the Republican? Where do they go?
Good question. They're there. It's just what we need to do. You know, we need to step up this next summer up to the general election and get more election judges, because it helps our community and helps, especially in the rural areas. You want your polling place set up and you want election judges.
But you can't pick your town. They're going to assign you to go somewhere. Right?
Well, it's kind of yes and no. There's some subtleties in this, but it depends on what the state law says and then how the county clerk manages it. But like, let's say our precinct here in your town right here.
Philo.
Okay, so you're in Philo, but Philo, there's a lot of Republicans. Someone in Philo can volunteer to be an election judge. And it's very simple to be an election judge. You just log in online on the clerk's website and you take a minimal four-hour training, and then the party can give you additional training, additional support and encouragement to be an election judge. So what we need is an overflow, an excess of election judges, so that we can keep the polling places open.
Are we paid for this?
Yes. $15 an hour, except for an election day, it's about $200, $250 for the whole day.
What's wrong with that? It's a long day, but that's all right.
Oh, it's a super long day.
All right.
But, you know, it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do to step up and to be an election judge.
I thought it was voluntary, so you'd actually get $250 maybe, so that's not bad.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Now, if you're running for election, like I'm on the ballot or something like that.
You can't do it.
It's illegal, which makes sense.
Right. It sure does.
So, Brian, text in 359-2255. Get some candidates.
Yes. Whoa, my goodness, yes. And I would encourage our community, for those that want to serve our community, to go ahead and step up to be candidate. So it's two parts, right? You have the party itself looking for valid candidates, and we want quality candidates. Like Steve Thune, he's going to be running for county coroner, right? You couldn't find a better candidate for coroner than Steve Thune.
Well, he's done it for a long
time. Well, he's been there for 10, 20 years, right?
And under Dwayne Northrup.
And so he himself, yes, and he's stepping up to be a candidate. So it's a two-part. So it's the community itself and individuals in the community that want to serve and also step it up to volunteer to be a candidate and the party supporting them. Did that answer your question?
But Jeff, nobody wants to do this. Why would I want to go to those meetings? Why would I want to hit my head in the wall with all those Democrats? Why would I want to... I mean, right? I mean,
it's confrontational.
That's true. It is confrontational. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, I really enjoy being on the county board. And I enjoy, at least in some measure, that we could do something good for the community. Whether there's a challenge, and that's just life. Life means there's challenges, just like the transmitter went down. But what did you do? You overcame it, you worked hard, you figured out a way, and you got her done. So it's the same whether you're going to be on a run for a party, for election, or serve the community. I just encourage people to go ahead and step up and take the challenge.
We're in a time, though, where it's not necessarily Democrat, Republican. It's Republican and progressive. And the progressive wing, sometimes it's difficult to have a conversation because our realities are so different, and I'll be called a name if I disagree. That's the perception of how that works.
Yeah, there's the loony left. And so, but, you know, have you ever listened to Dennis Prager? You know who that guy
is?
Yeah,
sure.
All right, so.
Dennis Prager University.
Oh, yeah. I really like what he says. I mean, he's really true. He says, truth is not a left-wing value, and the left has got on a mission to destroy our country. So what should we do about that? Well, we need to step up and defend our country, right?
Right.
No matter what your name is being called or whatever, just have thick skin, step up into the ring and fight.
Well, you got to knock on doors to win in the county.
Yes.
You got to knock on doors.
The signatures. I mean,
how does that go to go solicit? Is that people are freaked out about anybody coming to the door anymore, Jeff?
Well, no, I mean, last weekend I was out in Mahomet area because that's where I live and that's what I represent, and knocking on doors. And I found it very enjoyable because people do want to talk. People have an opinion.
Well, do they answer the door?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I might be hiding behind my couch.
Well, somebody does a comedy thing.
Nobody texts me.
In the day when somebody knocks, everybody runs. It's just in the old days, like, hey, who's here?
Exactly.
Right. Now it's like, who would cross on? Who knocked on my?
Did you get a text? Yeah. Are we
who's coming?
Are we getting a package?
No, it's a whole different
thing. Yeah, are you getting a package or whatever? You know, well, you know, I don't want to be bitten by a dog or something like that when I go knock on doors. But you know what? I really enjoy meeting people. And so there's an opportunity to just talk to people and find out where they're at is when you knock on doors.
And all politics is local, right?
I mean, sir.
You can make an impact, man.
Yes, sir.
And you're doing it as a super minority. You're getting some things done because you are trying and you are talking. And you just need more like-minded Jeff Wilson, so we got to go find more of you.
Or more Stevie J's or Diane Ducey's or just anybody,
Diane's super act. She talks at board meetings. She does that stuff.
Right.
She takes her three minutes.
I'm not going to run, though. And, you know, they're churning up stuff, and I could have, you know, bones in my closet, skeletons and stuff.
You know what? We all have bones, but... You know, from our perspective, thank God for the grace of God. So anyway.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
No one's perfect. No one's Peter Pureheart. But
all right. So your message today is?
Go out and vote.
Okay.
Do it. So I'm telling you, I guess I can't tell you. I'm requesting you to go out and vote. Because why? First of all, if you're an American citizen and you love your country, then here's a demonstration of how much you love your country is just to go ahead and vote. Because primaries, generally only 20% of people show up. Mm-hmm. So what does that tell you? That means 20% of the people are making choices for 100%. Do you really want that to happen? So, excuse me, I don't want to be so whatever preachy, but I want to just let you know that the right thing to do is to vote.
So I've heard people text in saying we don't want ignorant people voting just because they like the sign color and things like that. What do you say to someone like that?
Oh, that's an awesome question. Well, I have nice colors on my side. But anyway.
There we go.
An American flag kind of thing.
Right.
But I would say that information is there. It's kind of like digging for gold or mining or just do your research. I would encourage you to find out yourself. There's all kinds of venues to find out information about the candidate, what the candidate stands for. All those things are available. And I think previously you were talking about even on a Facebook page, they're going to have something. If you went to my Facebook page, or you could watch a recording of the county board, and you say, oh, that's what Jeff Wilson stands for. Mm-hmm. It's just right there.
It's available.
It's so available.
To find the money trail, too, of who's backing the candidate.
It's all public information.
Okay.
But you do have to do research.
Okay. So
I hope that answered that question.
You did. Okay. And for me, I went to the county clerks and I got my sample ballot.
Yes.
To see how things will look.
Good question. So everybody can find your sample ballot. And I recommend you do that prior to the election. And where would you go find your sample ballot? The easiest, most convenient place to find your sample ballot is actually on the county clerk's website. And there will be a sample ballot, and you'll know everything that's on the ballot, what the issues are, if there's a referendum or a judge or whatever, it's going to be on that ballot.
I got to say, Jeff, I had to kind of think about clicking on the sample ballot, though. I mean, there was so much. Did you want to vote by mail? Do you want to?
Oh, all the other stuff.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I had to, like, really focus.
Yes.
And, you know, Aiden's in the background, and he's asking for, you know, Cheetos or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm like, I just want to see this ballot. And I don't want my ballot sent to me. And I feel like we're all being pushed into this mailing and other ways to vote, which I don't support at all.
Right.
And I'm scared of it. And I'm scared of the way our mailing is going and things are going to get lost in the mail. And I know the postmark. When are we going to get the results?
Right.
A week later because of the mail-in.
It's 2 weeks later.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's frustrating, isn't it? It's like more than frustrating. But I would just encourage you to vote early or vote on election day. And that's really, there's, what can I say? 50% of the people are going to vote on election day. 25% vote early and 25% vote by mail. So I would recommend, if you don't want to vote by mail, please vote early and please vote on election day.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of like your vote's going to count for 5 or 10. I mean, you're powerful in this vote because not very many are going to vote. So every vote is big. So I'm a kingmaker now with my vote.
I guess so. I guess you can say that.
Has more weight. And your vote is a huge.
I can say that.
It's a big deal. Jeff Wilson, how can people connect with you? Is there a way to reach you?
Call Stevie J.
Okay. I'll be your agent. 20%. You're on the county board.
I'm on the county board. I have a county board email.
Okay.
Frankly, if you just want to call me, here's my cell phone number. It's 402-990-4157.
Serving the people, Jeff
Wilson.
You can
just call me, text me. If you have a question, I'm more than happy to answer.
Hey, thanks for doing what you do. If so many don't want to, we appreciate you at age 60 or 55, however old you are. It's unbelievable.
Sure older than I was 70 years ago.
Okay.
No, you don't look anything like...
And a veteran. And
sub-captain.
Well, I need to catch up with you in the CrossFit stuff, but...
come on over. Hey, you're a former submarine man.
Submariner, submarine sailor.
Wow. You're the man. Jeff, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right.
Jeff Wilson, ESPN 93.5.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. A judge in Georgia rules Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis is not disqualified from her Trump election conspiracy case if Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade steps down.
Attorneys for former President Trump and several of his associates had asked the judge to disqualify the DA from prosecuting the case. They argue Willis's romantic relationship with Prosecutor Wade creates a conflict of interest.
Fox's Jonathan Seri in Atlanta. There are reports of at least 3 tornado deaths in Ohio with injuries and severe damage also reported in Indiana. This man in Russell's Point, Ohio, says warning sirens went off.
5 minutes later, it sounded like a freight train coming through our front room, and we were hunkered down under a blanket on the floor. And it lasted quite a while. It really scared us.
There's also storm damage in Kentucky and in Arkansas. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you ready? A free trip to the most lavish resort out of this world. The most spectacular landscapes and majestic views ever imagined. Where all human pains, afflictions, worries, concerns, they'll all be gone for eternity. You're right, it will be heaven. Well, it is very simple. Start your journey today. The Lord opens his welcoming arms to greet you. And this week, visit his house. Attend church services of your choice. We have found the Lord at Muhammad Christian Church. Listen to the words. Jesus will guide you as to where you need to be. And for our friends in nursing homes or assisted living, please attend your weekly prayer services. It is that simple. Start your journey today. The Lord will put his arm around you and give you comfort. Take away all your problems, anxieties, and pains for eternity. Are you ready? The Lord has been expecting you.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. Do you have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed, your drain lines don't work? Call us today, have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Here's a look at local news. Heavy police presence confirmed at a Tuscola neighborhood this week. Police responded at South Park and West Van Allen Streets. Police said state police looking into events that led up to a death of a man that happened near Van Allen and Washington Street at about 2:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday. A bill under consideration in the Illinois Senate would provide breakfast and lunch to all K-12 students across the state. Proposal would require the State Board of Education to reimburse schools for the cost of free meals. A related bill would create a program to give schools $7,500 each for free meal programs in case the first bill fails to pass. State Senate panel has passed a proposal that a major initiative, the creation of a State Department of Early Childhood, measure would streamline the administration of early childhood education in the state and pull together several state agencies into one department. The hope is that the single agency would make it easier for parents and providers to navigate early childhood education in the state. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' Restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Well, again, everyone, let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign and Bandit vicinity, much quieter next couple of days worth of weather coming off the widespread 1 to as much as 2 inches of rain during the course of the day yesterday, as well as some reports of small hail. And boy, things just really getting out of control in the severe weather since over Ohio, southward into the southeastern plains. And this morning, some big storms and severe weather over the deep south and southeastern parts of the country. We'll be looking at a partly sunny sky evolving as the day wears on for the day today, up around 55. That's still about 7 or 8 above average with a north wind. And I clear, colder low down to 36. Tomorrow, rather windy, milder, partly cloudy skies, and temperatures back into an above-average mode around here at 63, but that southwest to west wind gusting to 40 miles per hour. Late night cold front passage tomorrow night, maybe a snow flurry, low down to 35. Breezy, much cooler for the day on Sunday. Still can't rule out maybe a couple of flakes around in the morning and a sprinkle for the afternoon, and a high about 46. Up to 39, that's it, with a snow flurry early Monday, Tuesday in the 40s, lower 50s on Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Pete Rochus, Greg Solier.
Are you looking to get the most from your money? If not, you should be. A free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank gives you access to their Reward Saver, which earns you an exceptional annual percentage that you can really increase your earnings potential. No monthly service fees or minimum balance required. When you're ready to make the most of your money, switch to Rewards Checking and Rewards Saver from Fisher National. See monthly requirements at any branch or FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people, member FDIC.
Important voter alert. The radical left is coming after your voice in Springfield, Adam Niemer, with more than $300,000. It's the same group that tried to kick President Trump off the ballot. The same extremists funding Adam's opponent's campaign are the same ones indoctrinating our classrooms with an extreme woke agenda. On March 19th, reject their puppet candidate. Fill in the bubble next to the write-in line and write in Adam Niemer for state representative. Once again, fill in the bubble and write in Adam Niemer.
Paid for by the committee to elect Adam Niemer.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
All right.
Round three of the Big Ten. Here
basketball.
We go.
We just got to take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Let's just play.
Yeah. Michigan State and number three Purdue to start us off today at 11 a.m. And then at 1:30, it's Wisconsin and Northwestern. We're up at 5:30. Go Illini. I love it. Kind of happy hour and getting into a fun St. Patrick's Day weekend. And we're taking on Ohio State at 5:30 as a number two seed. Number 13, Illinois, right now is a 4.5-point favorite as you look at the line. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, it's Indiana and Nebraska. Other Illini news that's trending right now, Illinois baseball team taking on Southern Indiana. The series starts at 6 tonight. Games on Saturday and Sunday. Softball team will take on South Dakota. I'm not sure where that tournament is. It's not local. Volleyball encouraging all these newcomers, and Reagan Riley was the latest to get the tap from South Dakota State from the portal, joining the 24 roster. Our gymnastics at Huff Hall Saturday at 2, taking on number 7 Ohio State on the men's side, and it's senior day. The women's gymnastics also in action out of town. We had the LA Clippers over the Bulls 126-111, Milwaukee's Bucks over Philadelphia 114-105. In hockey action tonight, the LA Kings are in Chicago to face the Blackhawks, and the Bears get wide receiver Keenan Allen. What will they do with Justin Fields? I just feel like that's always on the TV. I think he's going to stay with the Bears.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, because I think the problem is, too, nobody wants Justin Fields.
I see.
All the spots that were there are gone, and...
Well, they have four picks remaining. Of course, the NFL
four
picks remaining in the draft. Bears incumbent quarterback.
They have four picks.
Right.
That was okay. Well, so, if they trade the first pick and take, you know, another, they'll get
looking at like the USC quarterback.
Well, the Caleb Williams.
Yes.
But it's just a question of, did something scare them about Caleb Williams? And you can't have both Justin Fields and Caleb Williams.
Why not? If he's new, maybe he could learn something.
You're
going
to pay a guy $35 million to not play?
I know, but...
I mean, I don't know. I think whoever gets Caleb Williams plans to start Caleb Williams. And I don't know. Everybody says he's that good. Who knows? They've not played against the NFL talent.
Right.
So. All right, 848, be right back.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Rising costs of goods, unpredictable weather, and seasonal depression got you feeling down? Let Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing brighten your winter blues. Dogtown is offering $1,000 off any Bradford Whitewater Heater, Rinnai Tankless Water Heater, or Bosch Mini Split Unit when you buy a Lennox Home Comfort System. No gimmicks, no hidden fees, just $1,000 in savings when you call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, 217-841-4728. Offering 0% financing options for qualifying applicants. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Changes to the child tax credit. What you need to know. I'm Brian Brender with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
The child tax credit returned to the pre-COVID relief amount of $2,000 per child in 2022 and is no longer fully refundable. Eligible families currently get up to $1,600 back, but a bill in Congress could bring that number up to $1,800 for last year's income taxes and up to a full $2,000 in 2025 should it pass through the Senate. With tax season in full swing, many are wondering if they should wait as the credit could increase, but IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel advises to file early and says the IRS will automatically make changes and send an update. Brian Brenberg, Fox News.
All right, we're out of time.
Good to hear from Kelly's accounting. We're in the tax zone. Yeah. They're right there in Monticello and will help you out. They're helping me out.
All right, we appreciate everything, Diane Ducey. We will talk to you on Monday. Go Illini.
Enjoy the weekend.
Hopefully we can play three basketball games.
Absolutely.
And
go
win
Illini.
Them all. Thank
Absolutely.
You. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
Since 1917, Clay Dooley Tire and Auto has been committed to helping you drive with confidence. Firestone Tires can make all the difference on the road. Plus, take advantage of the road-ready financing options. Get the tires and services you need now and pay over time. Clay Dooley Tire and Auto, just off Neal Street. Call 217-352-4286.
Clay Dooley Tire and Auto, proven trusted your friends and
The Alma Market is your one-stop shop for one-of-a-kind creations from the University of Illinois alumni and students, as well as unique finds from some of your favorite Urbana-Champaign area businesses. Treat yourself or a loved one and support your fellow Illini today. If you're a University of Illinois student, alum, or Champaign-Urbana area business, feature your products on the Alma Market. Becoming a vendor is a great way to expand your reach and connect with Illini across the country. For more details, visit almamarket.org. Go Illini!
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With a passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
Relax, call back 217-359-7293.
Every month we honor law enforcement because they deserve it. A seven-year guy, 8 years in Florida, 15 total. He's now with the Champaign Police Department, presently serves as a sergeant in the patrol division, Sergeant Austin Massey. Why did you get into this business?
Ever since I was really young, I was raised to respect law enforcement and appreciate that they are in their position to help us and be ready to assist at your worst time. Growing up, seeing the law enforcement in the community out there helping, just really something I wanted to do and be there to help people on their worst day, help make their lives a little better.
How do you approach each day?
You never know what you're going to get. Coming into work, you never know. It could be a nice, calm day, nothing going on. I can just take care of paperwork and get everyone squared away. But then the wheels can fall off and we can go call to call to call. It's almost instinct.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Important voter alert. The radical left is coming after your voice in Springfield, Adam Niemerg, with more than $300,000. It's the same group that tried to kick President Trump off the ballot. The same extremists funding Adam's opponent's campaign are the same ones indoctrinating our classrooms with an extreme woke agenda. On March 19th, reject their puppet candidate. Fill in the bubble next to the write-in line and write in Adam Niemerg for state representative. Once again, fill in the bubble and write in Adam Niemerg.
Paid for by the committee to elect Adam Niemerg.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards,